Part one of a set of drawings to show the location of Cato Street and the interior of the building where the conspirators met and were discovered. TNA Catalogue Ref TS 11202. Number one, view of Cato Street. Description of the plate. A. Front view of the stable in Cato Street, occupied by the conspirators, on the night of Wednesday the 23rd of February, 1820, taken from the blacksmith's shop opposite, the entrance to which is by the gateway from John Street. B. The stable door. C. The coach house doors. D. The window of the small room into which Thistlewood retreated. E. F. The door and window belonging to the hayloft. The words Cato Street are seen on the adjoining house. The Horse and Groom public house, where the inquest on the dead body of Smithers, the police officer, was held on Friday, February 25th, may be seen on the right-hand side of the gateway leading from Cato Street to John Street. Number two, Cato Street conspiracy. Interior view of the hayloft, where Thistlewood and the conspirators assembled to assassinate His Majesty's ministers on the night of Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 1830. A. Carpenter's bench on which the candles, daggers, guns, pistols and grenades were placed previous to delivery. B. Ladder by which the police officers ascended, very narrow. C. The exact spot where Smithers, the police officer, one of the patrols, was killed. D. Two apertures from the hayloft to the hayrack, through which it is supposed many of the conspirators escaped in the dark. E. Window looking to Cato Street. F. Door of the hayloft as seen from the street, firmly closed. G. Shutter used for the window. H. Entrance to the small room into which Thistlewood retreated and where he stabbed Smithers. I. A small room, not used for any particular purpose. K. Rail upon which the conspirators mounted to escape by the back window. L. Drawer with marks of blood. M. Top of a large chest. Size of the room 16 feet by 12 feet. London. Published by S. and J. Fuller. 34 Rathbone Place. February 26, 1820. Number 3. Cato Street Conspiracy. Interior view of the secretary's room adjoining the hayloft where Thistlewood and the principal conspirators retreated on Ruthven, Smithers and Ellis entering the loft on the night of February 23rd, 1820. A. A cask containing weapons and ammunition. B. Two marks on the wooden front of the cupboard near the large window looking to Cato Street, made by the bullets from a pistol fired at Thistlewood by Ellis, the patrol, at the moment he stabbed Smithers. C. Small window looking onto the adjoining small room. The bottles on the chimney piece were found there as represented in the drawing. The rooms were found generally dirty and had the appearance of not having been recently used. Size of the room, 7 feet 6 inches by 4 feet. London, published by S. and J. Fuller, 34 Rathbone Place, 26, 1820.